The Senate majority spent most of today closed off in discussions over changes that need to be made to the state's oil tax regime. The Finance Committee last night approved a tax bill without opposition among committee members, and that measure was scheduled for a vote on the floor this morning. But a brief caucus scheduled this morning stretched into several hours, with Senate President Gary Stevens emerging mid-afternoon to say the tax bill would be given back to the Rules Committee for more work.
The same issue we've always had is trying to get to a majority agreement out of a caucus of 16 people. And every time we move slightly one way, we add somebody and we lose somebody. And it's just a matter of the numbers, you know, trying to find a position that can be agreed to by a majority of the caucus.
The legislature is getting down to the closing days of this year's session, with a lot of decisions still left before members. The governor says he will call a special session if they don't take care of some of his priorities. Joining us from the Capitol in Juneau is APRN's Dave Donaldson. Hello, Dave.
Hi there.
Dave, is it correct to say that the oil tax changes are in trouble?
I would say that it's in trouble. Senator Stevens says that he cannot get an agreement there between the enough members to go one way or the other to actually make a decision to put on the floor. But he is optimistic. He said he's not sending this thing to the Rules Committee to die back there. He says it's not an overwhelming problem. And he was actually anticipating getting it back on the floor, perhaps even by Saturday sometime of the day. So, no, it's not a deathly problem. It's just in problem.
Well, what are the obstacles that have to be solved to avoid a special session?
Well, besides the tax thing, and actually the tax thing is a little bit aside from it, but there are a few bills. There's this issue of in-state gas. Do they want to have a bill, a line that runs from the North Slope down to South Central? That's a very high priority of the governor's and for the House. Scholarships, the governor's program, and he doesn't like the Senate version. I think that he's going to have to deal with the Senate version when he gets it. It should be on the floor later tonight, perhaps, and actually is kind of moving along to see how it gets to him. The budgets, they're on their way. They have meetings of the conference committee, and so those things are happening. I think that everything else is ready. They actually are in a position where they could avoid a special session if things just sort of turn out correctly.
Are members in agreement, and is the governor ready for a special session?
The governor's ready for it. As a matter of fact, he has been talking to people, sending around his staff to determine exactly what's going to be on the call for a special session. There will be added a few other bills that would make members' requirements and some of the things that would interest them that would be out there. And he's ready to do it. What he says is necessary is that if the Senate passes a tax bill, and then depending, of course, on whether they have the budgets and so forth done, he will call it, mainly just so that the House will have the opportunity to deal with that bill. You know, it's not foregone at this point, but it's happening.
Dave, do you think they would just stay on the job, or would they leave and come back?
I think that the way that I understand the plan right now is if there is a special session needed, they would go home for somewhere between 2 weeks and a month, come back. The idea is the governor would very much like to get this all done by time before June 1st, which is the filing deadline for the legislative races. It's when the campaigns actually kick off this year. He'd like to have it done by then. They also... he wants to give time, however, for consultants, economists, oil companies, and everybody else to feed into the House if there's a bill for them to be looking at. And there's no reason for the Senate to be sitting here while the House is having a bunch of hearings on bills that they've already passed. So the idea is that would be handled separately. Then they would come back in a matter of a couple of weeks to get the together stuff that has to be done and taken care of that. So we're looking at a period of time. My guess would be perhaps May 1st that they would come back here.
All right, Dave. Thanks for that update.
My pleasure. See you later.
APRN's Dave Donaldson reporting.